This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Jeremy Reisman, who is the Lions beat writer for the Pride of Detroit. Jeremy, good morning. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, I got to start with practice number one. It was the worst joint practice in the history of joint practices, as far as I've heard from the all the Detroit media. What did you see from practice number one? Was it as bad as everyone made it out to be?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was, to be quite honest. And I was watching the Lions defense versus Miami's offense that day. And, a good player and provided some early, you know, relief for the Dolphins. But after that, it was just shutdown city. The Lions secondary looked really good. Aiden Hutchinson was in the backfield pretty much all day. And, you know, we saw three and outs. We saw four and outs. We saw seven on sevens where the second team Dolphins offense threw two interceptions and one almost interception. It was just, as most people put it, it was kind of the most dominant practice we'd seen in one team's favor, really, you know, since I've been covering joint practices in the past 7-8 years here. So it was as bad as the reports seemed to be, and it sounded like it was just as bad on the offensive side for the Lions as well.
So with that being said, Jeremy, what positives did you take away from the Dolphins? Was there anything as you looked at the Miami team and said, oh, they're pretty good at that?
Yeah, well, I think I came away somewhat impressed with their defensive line when I was watching on day two. A couple standouts there. Zach Seiler, obviously, coming off a big year. I thought he was pretty disruptive in the middle of the line. Derek McClendon, a guy I didn't really know that much about, gave some trouble both to the first and second team offensive lines in Detroit. And then, yeah, like it's kind of the guys that you would expect, right? Devon Achane, like I said, pretty darn good out there. Kenneth Grant looked decent as, you know, he kind of gets up to speed at the NFL level. And, you know, we saw Minkah Fitzpatrick make a couple plays out there where most of that Dolphin secondary didn't really make too many plays over the 2 days. I thought Minkah stood out in a positive way as well.
I wanted to know about the Amon-Ra St. Brown and the Jack Jones matchup. Obviously, Amon is probably top five receiver in the league. I think the Lions probably have a top five wide receiver unit. But was it that bad day two as it was in day one?
Not quite. I mean, the Lions couldn't put out another full minute highlight reel of day two. I wasn't there for, or I wasn't watching day one, but based on what I heard and based on that highlight reel alone, it was utter dominance. Now, he was still pretty darn good on day two, if I'm being completely honest. But maybe it was like, instead of winning 95% of his reps, it was probably closer to like 75. So still, you know, pretty dominant. And listen, he's been doing that all camp too. The Lions defense, he's been doing it for years. His connection with Jared Goff is almost telepathic at this point. So there's no necessarily shame in that, but it certainly was very lopsided when it came to Amon-Ra and really anyone that they put on him, whether it was, whoever they put up him each day, it seemed like they maybe tried some different looks there, but it didn't go particularly well for anyone in Miami's team there.
Jeremy, how do the fans feel up there about Dan Campbell? We had him down here. I know that everyone seems to love him. Is it just a complete love fest up there, the fans and Dan Campbell?
Yeah, no question. I think he's already in the conversation of greatest Lions coach ever,
wow.
Which I know it sounds a little bit ridiculous, yeah. But he's just so beloved, not only because obviously the Lions are doing things that they haven't done in five decades, but just the genuineness of him. He's so respectful with the media and his own players. He's affable. He's funny. He's open and honest. All the things you'd love from not just a football coach, but a friend, a leader. He kind of displays all those qualities that make him just such a beloved figure. And most people loved all the fourth down stuff too, because that's where the league seems to be headed. So there's not a lot not to like about Dan Campbell through his first 4 years here, and it seems like that's not going to slow down.
So is the media and the fan base in Detroit expecting more of the same this year from the Detroit Lions as last year and another possible run through the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. The talent is still obviously there on the roster. Obviously, the major questions are the coordinator changes, losing both your offensive and defensive coordinator, and some of the offensive line changes. The center, Frank Ragnow, retired this offseason, so there's been a little bit of shuffling there, but this team looks like they did last year. There was some early struggles offensively, but they started to turn it on pretty much right before the Dolphins came into town, and then obviously they've kind of laid it on the Dolphins for 2 days here. That said, every year's different. They got a really, really tough schedule this year, particularly their away schedule, and the division continues to get better, so it's not going to be as easy sledding. I don't think anyone's expecting a 15-2 season like last year, but I think there is the expectation that they're going to, they're still the favorites to win the division. They're still one of the big favorites to win the NFC in general this year. And so it's just a matter of whether they can kind of get everything clicking in place in time to face, like I said, a really tough schedule this year.
Obviously, Hutchinson coming back should benefit the defense, but do you think that they have enough pass rushing to not have the drop off that they had last season?
It's a good question, and I think maybe it's the biggest one on defense. I think there's belief that there's enough there when they're healthy, because obviously they ran into a lot of injuries on that side of the ball outside of even just Hutchinson. Marcus Davenport is the guy that they expect to start opposite Hutchinson. He only played two and a half games last year. He's kind of had injury troubles in the past, so there's some skepticism whether he can stay healthy for a full season, but DJ Reader is a full year off of his torn quad that he suffered before he came to Detroit. They draft Tyleek Williams, hoping to maybe get a little interior pass rush. Aleem McNeil will be back maybe a month, 2 months into the season and provide some more interior pass rush. And then, just like Aaron Glenn was here in Detroit, their new defensive coordinator, Kelvin Shepard, has shown a lot of regression early on in training camp, and I think they're going to be one of the higher-rated blitz teams in the league this year again, and because they're just they have so much trust in their newfound secondary that I think they're willing to put those guys on islands and send some extra pass rushers.
Not only did I cover Dan Campbell when he was an interim coach, but Kelvin Shepard actually played or started for the Dolphins team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I actually loved Kelvin Shepard. I thought you could always tell the guys who are going to be good coaches. You say they're going to have an aggressive blitzing identity?
Yeah, absolutely. They live by man coverage when it comes to their secondary, and that frees them up a lot of times to, you know, they've already shown a lot of zero blitzes where they're just, you know, sending the house. Their linebackers are downhill, aggressive, fast, athletic players. And so I think they're going to utilize those guys a lot. They were already amongst one of the higher blitzing teams last year. And part of that was they didn't have Hutchinson, but I think part of that is just kind of their baked in defensive identity as well. They want to be the aggressor.
You can find Jeremy's work on prideofdetroit.com. Jeremy, before I let you run, I got to ask you, can we just live through you for just a moment here? You guys won a playoff game at home a few years back. You beat the Rams, right? It was the Stafford Goff thing. And if you could just kind of just tell us what that felt like, because the last time the Dolphins won a home playoff game or a playoff game, I was in high school. I celebrate my 40th birthday this year.
Yeah.
So if we can live through you for a second, what was that like?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, before that, it was 1991 or 92, I think, for the Lions. And that was the only one in the playoff era or in the Super Bowl era for the Lions. So as someone who is both reporter and fan of the team, I can tell you it was magical. And obviously that game in particular with the Stafford stuff and it being the first home playoff game in Ford Field history, it had some added magic to it. And it was worth the wait. And I don't know, the success that the Lions are having right now does still feel a little surreal. And so it does get better. I guess that's the message I can give you guys. It eventually does come around. I think I truly believe for every NFL franchise at some point, the league is just built that way that all you have to do is find the right hire, find the right guy at the top. And I think it can trickle down in a hurry. Because I mean, what Dan Campbell did here in Detroit, going from, you know, Matt Patricia, lowest of lows, taking what was a 3-13-1 team in his first year and making it, I mean, almost instantly a playoff team. I know 3 years sounds like a long time, but it really isn't in the grand scheme of things. You guys have been waiting for a long time. I'm sure if you could guarantee a playoff win in 3 years, you guys would take it in an instant. It is a really cool feeling, and just you have to make sure you don't get jaded in a hurry and be like, remember, winning a division felt improbable, unattainable a few years ago. Take your wins there, even if they, you know, even if like last year, you know, the Lions get booted in the first round, it was still a pretty impressive and enjoyable season.
Jeremy, you're the hope salesman that we needed this morning. We appreciate that. We'll hang in there down here in Miami, but enjoy the game tomorrow. Thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Of course. No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.